Men are getting more evil. Okay. I had an evil situationship over the summer that made me down bad for a couple weeks. Thought he was the devil. I'm living my night. But then I had another situationship this past October. We dated for like a month. And I need to tell you how evil this man was because it's unfathomable.
Have you ever considered that you're evil for even participating in a situationship? Look, like attracts like. So if you're attracting yes eating, it's because you're demonic yourself.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
You met on Hinge. First red flag. I don't know why I thought this was okay. But I've had good experiences with guys on Hinge before, and he seemed like very blunt and very like into meeting me and getting to know me, and we were texting all the time and like real deep conversations. I was like, wow, we're getting along really well. Met up on a night out because I had just got back into town, and he ended up coming home with me, and we didn't do anything.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
We literally stayed up till 4 a.m. and talked. The next morning, he kind of wanted to, but I was like, you shouldn't have talked to me until 4 a.m. if that's all you wanted, right? Okay. And he was like, no, like, I wouldn't have stayed up till 4 a.m. if that was all I wanted. Let's go get breakfast. And I was like, okay, solid. So then this, so like, he is just all green flags. He met my friends, bought me everything I wanted all the time, like paid for everything.
If she thinks it's anything less than the best, then it's not going to happen.
I'm always right in the end.
No, she's not worthy of any of that. He was trying to nice guy and buy his way into the piezo. And it's just not worth all that.
Speak for yourself, mother Felker.
She let a man come over after meeting him one time after one date. That in itself proves that she's that type of girl.
Such a gentleman, like, had the sidewalk rolled down, the car doors, everything, okay? He was a perfect gentleman. All my friends loved him, said that they saw nothing wrong with him. His social media was no red flags, nothing, okay? Then we have one day on Halloween, okay? We're having a great time at a bar crawl, and we go home together. He leaves. We say goodbye. And I'm like, I'll see you again soon. He says, duh, of course. Like, I'll see you soon. I was like, okay, yes. Like, love that. No, that was the last time I ever saw him.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So when he was being distant, I was like, if you don't want to hang out again, like, just say that. Because he wasn't answering my texts very much and not really making a plan. And prior to this, we always had a plan on the books. And now we didn't.
Some of the times when situations like this happen and women get, you know, so-called ghosted, sometimes it is a guy got what he wanted and he don't want nothing else to do with you. But women fail to realize a lot of times these guys were actually genuine and looking for something serious. But as they got to know you, they realized they didn't often like you. Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
He responded back within that 20 minutes after I said, if you don't want this, just say that. Like, if you don't want to hang around, just say that. And he goes, no, like, I've genuinely been busy. Like, I have exams this week. It's midterms, whatever. I'm like, okay, like, you responded in 20 minutes. Fine. Then we just, like, talked like normal. It was totally fine, okay?
And they tell all the next
morning, I woke up to myself blocked on everything. On everything, okay? And I knew exactly what it was. I knew exactly what it was because I have really good intuition. And the only like yellow flag I was getting from him the whole time was that he had just got out of a relationship. But we talked about it and it seemed like he was really over it. Like, and he never brought her up unless I brought it up and was like, hey, like, are you over this? Like, are you sure you want to like get into something? And he, mind you, he was saying to me, like, I'm in this for a long time. Like, I really like you, like all this stuff. Okay.
What's the point?
And we had like kind of talked about exclusivity as well. And he was feeling out if I was talking to other people and I was like, no. And he was like, yeah, I'm not either. Whatever. No. Meanwhile, all of this, I knew exactly he was talking to X again because I knew, I just had intuition. I knew it.
We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
Never go back to an ex, bros. Ever. There's no, like, y'all broke up for a reason, bro.
Y'all can't fool me. So I DM the ex, okay? And I'm like, by the way, like, your man's been dating me for a month, and I don't know if you guys are like talking or getting back together, but we've been dating for a whole month. Okay,
it's funny, there's probably women who do stuff like this. I'm gonna call an ex and we're gonna team up against them and meet them somewhere and show them that he caught. But meanwhile, one or both of them are still gonna fuck with him after that. They really did that to get one of them out the way.
Bingo.
We gonna surprise him at Buffalo Wild Wings. So after the Buffalo Wild Wings incident, end up probably beefing again when they find out none of them stopped talking to him.
Bro.
Like, she's like, oh my God, like, I would have never known this. He's been pursuing me and trying to get me back for, like, a week now. Like, a full week.
What's wrong with
towards the end of mine and his relationship, he was, like, pursuing the ex back. And she was like, I never would have responded, like, if I had known. She was an angel. I loved her, by the way. She was so nice. She was definitely a girl's girl. Like, we had a great chat about it.
Women don't want other women to do better than them, even their best friend. Well, really, that's a human thing, but let's just stick to the girls thing. It's false. Women don't want her girlfriends to look cuter than her at brunch. They don't want their girlfriends to get married if they're still single. There's no such thing as girls.
Absolutely not.
So 2 weeks later, after we had that discussion, she DMs me a screenshot of another girl who's from Boston, like I am. And this girl was saying, I think we're, like, sleeping with the same guy.
And y'all running yourselves rampant or whatever the fuck you call it. Y'all y'all going through all this drama amongst yourselves. Meanwhile, he buffing another bitch as you making this TikTok. And he was buffing another bitch as the Boston bitch messaged the other bitch about how he got another bitch. He was buffing another bitch.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.